We have here a Gemara in Shabbos, a very famous Gemara. But just to go through it, Kipshuto, starts with a Mishnah, the first Mishnah in the 18th Perek. Mefanim afilu arba v'chamisha kupo shel tavim shel tfuah, me'orchim le'pito beis medrash. There's a halacha that you're not supposed to have extra tircha on Shabbos, to move heavy furniture for no basic reason, even if it's not a one of the lamites melachas, is not mutter on Shabbos. So a person, however, there's a heter, if a person has a warehouse or whatever, and there's in there, there's tevin and tfuah, you have bundles. So you're allowed to move either up to four or five, and it's a shear of bundles of tevin and tfuah. If there's a basic need, the need being two needs that are mentioned, apparently these are the only needs, either mnei orchim, you have to have a place for guests to go, or mnei pito beis hamedrash, or because you need a place for the talmidim to learn. Okay, that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara on this, says, Am Rav Yechanan says, G'day rachnasas ka orchim, kashkamas beis hamedrash. We see from our Mishnah that achnasas orchim is as great as Hashkamas beis hamedrash. What exactly that means, a little bit unclear word. Tiktani b'nei orchim, they pito beis hamedrash. Because here the Mishnah connects the two. It gives the same din. So apparently they're equal. There's a similarity. These are they're on the same ballpark. That the fixing a beis hamedrash and greeting guests are equivalency. Ravdimi b'nardoi amar yaiser mehashkamas beis hamedrash. It is greater then Hashkamat Beis HaMegdash, Tikdonim they Orchim, Vahodrim they Pito Beis HaMegdash. In other words, usually a Mishnah is Lozu Afsu. First it says a smaller Chiddush, and then it continues with the bigger Chiddush. So it says first that you can move for the Orchim, and then for the base for the Beis HaMegdash. So apparently Orchim is more Pasha, it means it's a bigger Mitzvah to have the Orchim than doing the Beis HaMegdash. Now, the problem with this Gemara is a simple reading of the Gemara. Hashkamas beis hamedrash sounds like it means learning. So there would seem to come out that there is 2 days in the Gemara. The first day it says that achnasas orchin is equal to learning or similar. And the second day is saying it's even greater than learning. Problem is, we know that it says, the Mishnah we say every day in from Peah after Birchas HaTorah, the Eidah Varsha and Ashir, we mentioned Midas Chasadim, and then we say Vitama Tayra Kineget Kulam. So a number of people ask this question, and different, but the basic answer, similar type of answers of different ways of saying it. So the Yavitz apparently is bothered by this. The Yavitz is in the back of the Gemara there. The Yavitz says that Ashkamas Beis HaMedrash doesn't mean actually learning. It means B'moshivei Beis HaMedrash. You're setting up the Beis HaMedrash. Or you're getting other people to sit. Avshem Atzamein Loimdim. But you yourself are not learning. You're just the person who sets up the Beis HaMedrash. Person who sets up for the Shir. Right? Which is also, you're not learning yourself. And you're just causing your kids to learn. We'll see later, and it's mentioned in the Gemara. So that the Gemara is basically saying like this, learning of Avad is greater. But the two things that are mentioned in the Mishnah that you're allowed to move heavy loads for is either for to do the mitzvah of Orchim or to do the mitzvah of setting up a Beis Medrash. And from here we learn out that Achnasas Orchim is either in the same realm of setting up a Beis Medrash, or it's even greater than setting up a Beis Medrash. Okay. Am Rav Yudam Rav, G'day Lachnasas Orchim, Yekabos Pnei Ashchina. This is a famous Gemara, that Lachnasas Orchim is greater than Mekabel the Shechina, because we see by Avraham in this week's Parsha, Vayomrim Nomot Sosichem Beinecha Hano Tavor, because Avraham Avinu was speaking to the Shechina. Rashi brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu to be mevaker him in the Chayda, and then Avram Avinu says Vayera Alav Hashem. That's the pasuk. So Hashem came to see Avram, and then in the middle it says he sees these malachim, And he goes and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Vayomer Adon, when we have an Imnon Matasi Chen Beinecho, Amnot Avor Miyavdecho, Rashi brings two Shinas. One Lashon is that the Adon there is Lashon Kodesh, which means that he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, excuse me, please don't leave. I have to go to something apparently which is more important. So he was in the middle of talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham in the Bris Milah, Bikur Chayim. Then when Avraham Avinu sees the guest, he stops talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he goes running to greet the guest. So we see from here that Gedayla Achnasas Orchim, Achnasas Orchim is a greater mitzvah, it's a bigger inyan, it's Deiche, very unclear also where Gedayla means, but Pashas in all realms, then Kabbalah Shnei Ashchina. Okay. Now just to get a seer of what that means, that number in the Mefarshim say, the Orach Chaim says it, and I put here the Medrash, that this Kabbalah Shnei Ashchina was not your everyday Kabbalah Shnei Ashchina. In other words, every day Avram Avinu was having Nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it seems pretty clearly from Chazal that this was something special that came after the Milah. Either Pashup, the Chazal say was a special thing of Bikur Chayim. The Orach Chaim learns it was a special super madrega that he reached in the Schus of the Milah. But whatever it was something special. So if you read the Tiferes Tzion, who's a parish on the Medrash, he's explaining Shana Medrash, if the Medrash is a little bit hard to understand. So he explains as follows. It's a very nice what he says. He says, when you look at the Pasuk, when Avram Avinu sees the Malachim, it says, Vayisa Eina Vayar, Vine Shlosh Anoshim Nitzavim Eina Vayar, Vayar Zikrasam. So it says the word Vayar twice. So he says, the Medrash explains this as follows. The Medrash is trying to explain why does it say that Avram saw twice. So he explains as follows. This Medrash Navi Misbaydei, this Karev Neshchina. When a Navi is having Misbaydeidus, he's alone, in order to have Nevuah, Ozu Mispashe Migashmir. So the way a regular Navi has Nevuah is he becomes, at the moment he gets Nevuah, he gets cut off from this world. Ad she'eino margish davar, as he enters in some kind of spiritual trance, and he doesn't feel anything madvar magashrim klau. He can't feel anything physical. In other words, there's a stira between the physical and spiritual. Gashmias and ruchnias can't coexist. So to reach such a high madrega of ruchnias that you have in nevuah, you have to sort of leave your body. You have to have that you're no longer gashmi. So a regular Navi, when he's having a Nevuah, he does not feel anything in Gashmias. He brings a raya from Yechezkel, that Shehoyeh Bebavel, V'ruach Hashem Nosei Yushalayim. So he basically was oblivious of where he was. He was transferred to a different place. Says, Rak B'Moshe, I'm skipping a few lines to make this quicker. Rak B'Moshe, Shehoyeh Hanavim, Adoshmaim in Gufo. Moshe Rabbeinu, the only Navi that we have, that he was in with his physical body, that because Shigam Gupo on his Kaddish, Moshe body was so Kaddish, Shayokon Yos Mikushin Ishmoso, Bizgazos Var Nevuah. That's Pel Ped Dabrebo, the special Madrega Moshe, that Moshe was with his body, was talking to Hashem. It wasn't just his spiritual essence, his neshama talking to Hashem with his body's clothes out, but even his body was involved in the Nevuah. So he says, V'kein Avraham, likewise Avraham, kodem amida, before he got the bris mida, which was till now, amru chazal, shleya yocho dekabu nevuah, im lo shenof nofal. Before he would be able to get nevuah, he had to go into this fall, so he'd fall asleep in this trance. His body would have to disappear, conk out. Mitama now, because he can't have the body and the neshama and the nevuah at the same time. Avo Akar Amida, now that it's after the Mida, Hiftiach Lo Akash Baruch Hu, Akash Baruch Hu now is telling him, She Niskadesh Koka, She Niskadesh Koka Gufo, Koka Kamken Gufo, that his body became so holy, also holy, That now even your body can be awake when you get the nevuah. Because otherwise there's a kasha. How was he able to see the malachim? He's in the middle of talking to Hashem, and then he sees, he's distracted, he sees something. So that means that his body was still functioning. So how could he see the malachim, which appeared, he didn't even know that was anything special. He thought they were people. It wasn't like part of the nevuah. That's why it says Vayar twice. Vayar b'shchina. First he had this, he was able to see the shchina. And at the same time, he could still see the malachim, which means he could see the shchina, which was a nevuah, and he could see physical, which is the malachim. So what we have here is that this Hashra Shechina that Avram Avinu had was a extra high experience of Hashra Shechina that he never had ever in his life before. It was a special schus that only Moshe Rabbeinu has, and according to this Medrash, only him and Moshe Rabbeinu shared. So, imagine, you know, you have to, you know, it's a tremendous avodah, it's a tremendous simcha, it's a tremendous tzveikus. So Avram Avinu, all of a sudden, after 100 years of working with the Bris Milah, he gets to the level of this super Hashras Hashchina that he never had before. In the middle of this super Hashras Hashchina, he happens to notice three Arabs, right? Three goyim who he thinks are Oizei Avodah Zarah. He has to tell them to wash his feet. So what does he do? Stop! Right? Stop! No! Can't continue. Gotta do the Achnasas Orchim. So this is what the Chazal is saying, that the amazing, that go to Achnasas Orchim, you see that the Achnasas Orchim is greater. It's a greater mitzvah, it's a greater kedusha, it's a greater aliyah than speaking this tremendous speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. That's the Gemara. The Shaila is what pshat. And in a sense, almost, I'm not saying a shmooth, I'm just reading the Gemara. So I looked around a little bit, and I did see that there are certain Sfarim, maybe modern-day Sfarim that we, you know, we can hopefully disagree with, who seem to learn pshat that because Avram Avinu, all the Chazals, that Avram Avinu did the Achnasas Orchin in such a super high level of Shleimus. He did it 100% in the Shem Shamayim. He did it b'simcha. He did it b'zrizas. Our Bakar Ratz Avram, he had, it says he shechted three animals so he could feed each one a tongue. In other words, he did, there was no one who ever did Achnasas Orchin the way Avram Avinu did Achnasas Orchin. You know, with the simcha of the Achnasas, he bowed down to them, he begged them to come, he did such an amazing Achnasas Orchim. So therefore, Avram Avinu's Achnasas Orchim, okay, with all the shleimus, the hiddur, the kedusha, the Hashem Shamayim, so he injected in that Achnasas Orchim such an amazing kedusha that it was greater than Ashra Shechina. The fear is the idea. That's Pashat, not Pashat Shana Gemara. It doesn't seem that way. Because the Gemara is, first of the Gemara starts with a Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about Avram Avinu. The Mishnah is talking about a regular person. He has to go ahead. He has a warehouse. It has the wheat. He has to move it either for setting up a base medrash or Achnasas Orchim. It doesn't say only for Achnasas Orchim of Avram Avinu. And then it continues, it just moves on from there. The same, almost the same lashon. First Rav Yechanan said, Gedoyl Achnasas Orchim. So what Achnasas Orchim is talking about? Regular, mundane, everyday, so to speak. Achnasas Orchim. And then the next line is the same exact words. So it's not a different Achnasas Orchim. It's the same one. It's not saying G'dayla Avram Avinu's Achnasas Orchim. It's just like Rav Yochanan, when it's talking about a standard regular Achnasas Orchim, or regular Achnasas Orchim, the Mishnah is Halacha Lemaisa. Mishnah is for us too. The Mishnah is telling you halacha, be paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. If we have guests, bizman hazeh, are we allowed to move out to the, from the oitzer to go ahead and make room? The answer is yes, for the mitzvah of achnasas orchim. That means gedayla are, me and you, our achnasas orchim is daicha, the tirch on Shabbos. And then they use the exact same lashon, gedayla achnasas orchim, yaisa mikabah shcheya shchina. So that means that it's talking about the same achnasas orchim. That is, I think that's the mashmos. The Miri, definitely seems that way. The Miri says, "Oyelam yishtav de odem achnasas orchim she'enucha mitzvah gedayle menu." He doesn't say it's a special din because Avraham Avinu did with a super, super hiddur, so he transformed it into a tremendous mitzvah. He says, Hachnazis Orchin intrinsically is one, if not the greatest mitzvah. We said Talmud Torah is greater, but besides Talmud Torah, it's the greatest mitzvah. What's interesting, just sort of like reinforce it, but there's on the bottom, the bottom of the next side. There's a Chokhma Musar. Chokhma Musar is the letters of Rav Simcha Zisso. Rav Simcha Zisso was the author from Kelm. Forgot to say we have to thank Mordechai Anton for the sheet. Okay. Anyway, so Rav Simcha Zisso went ahead, these are letters that he wrote a thank you to someone who sent a donation. He sent Asara Reich. I have no idea how much Asara Reich is. I assume it's a lot of money. I hope so. Anyway, someone sent into the yeshiva, to Kelm, Asara Reich. So he sent a thank you note. So he writes, as you turn to the next slide. This is the next paragraph in the piece. Vina ain't something actually. I have no doubt. Shebishvil Kishayisi Pamachas Betuda. What does Betuda mean? Anyone know? Is that the name of a place? I don't know what the word Betuda means. I don't know. I was once Betuda. I assume it's the name of a place, but I might be embarrassing myself. So I was once in this place, Levaker as Kvod Achi, Nero Yar. I came there to visit my brother, who lived in that city. And I assume, for whatever, he doesn't say why, whether it was kashrus or just he was stomach problems, doesn't say. He did not want a fleishik meal. And apparently, that's what was available. So the emo, tichya, and your mother, Vishali Michael Tobli Basser, she cooked me a nice meal without meat. And I ate it happily because I knew I could trust her. I knew that she would do it. You know, I know such a big deal. She would cook. I wanted a meat without a vegetarian meal, and I knew she would do it. It's a Gemara. Shabbos. So ain't something against me. There's not a doubt in my mind that Shirem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeBino Sheyira Chedek BeMitzvah Rabbos Ma'id. That the reason why your mother had a son like you, who's able to do these amazing mitzvahs, he gave Asara Reich to Kelm, right? Whatever that was. Right? And he's joining in being Marbitz Torah, and he's supporting Torah, is because your mother had amazing schusim. What was your mother's amazing schus? She once cooked me a meal. Wow. And if I was this guy getting this letter, I'd punch him in the nose. You know, my mother had a lot of schusim. She said to him 50 times a day, and she did. And I said, you know, your mother, I have no doubt. You know why you were zeichet to do this mitzvah? Not because you're all the mitzvahs that you did, because your mother went ahead and cooked me supper. Oh, right, which means it's, but you basically see, and it's no doubt, ain't suffix, it's for sure, that must be it, it has to be. So what you basically see, in my opinion, the Fiyani Zaiti, is that when we're saying G'dayit Achnasas Orchim, it's not only Avram Avinu's Achnasas Orchim, It's the Mishnah, the Gemara is Saisem. It's a regular person's Achnasas Orchim. It's today, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. You're allowed today in the Shulchan Aruch to move the Teven. It's a Simon in Shulchan Aruch that here it's in Arachayin Shin Lamed Gimel. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah in the Shulchan Aruch. You can allow to go ahead and move the Teven for Achnasas Orchim. Even our Achnasas Orchim. It's today. It's Rav Simcha Zisso. It's 100 years ago Rav Simcha Zisso lived. He's applying the principle of Gedayah Chartz to some lady. Doesn't say lady was some super tzaddikas. She was this guy's mother. He says, your mother, she cooked me supper. Oh, that's it. So there, the Gemara is applying Gedayah Achnasas Orchim to the regular Achnasas Orchim. The Shaila is, what's the Gemara's Raya? Maybe it's only Avram Avinu's Achnasas Orchim. So how could the Gemara bring a Raya? So I assume the answer is, maybe this itself is a shtickel shmooz, is that Halacha doesn't change. In other words, if the Halacha is that you have two mitzvahs now, Achnasas Orchim and Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. If for a regular person, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina is greater and that's what you're supposed to do, then that's what Avram Avinu is supposed to do. Avram Avinu says, but I'm a world expert, Achnasas Orchim. This Achnasas Orchim is my mitzvah. This is what I dedicate my life to. I do it with super shleimus. Sorry, buddy. That doesn't get into the cheshbon of halacha. It's just like we say, a person can't say, comes from the Kriya Shema, I'll do it after Zman Kriya Shema, but I'll do it with tremendous kavana. Right? There are people that say that, but we don't believe in that. We say they're wrong. You have to keep the halacha. The fact that you're going to have tremendous kavana for Kriya Shema, sorry, it doesn't change the halacha. So if the halacha is that when a person has a choice, Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, Kabbalah's Orchim, what's Doiche what? So we don't bring it to Cheshbon, but I'm going to do Achnasas Orchim with the Avram Avinu. It doesn't make a difference who you are. It's the same, Avram Avinu has the same Shulchan Aruch as we do. And if the din for us is Hashros, Kabbalah, Pnei Shechina comes first, then it comes first by Avram Avinu. Anyway, so what do you see? It's come out not a shmooze. It's come out befeirish. It's regretfully almost too befresh. I don't know if you can get credit for a shmooze. But it's such an amazing hashkafa that it's kedai to say that the Gemara is saying that Kabbalah's Orchim, a plain, mundane, gashmi mitzvah, being nice to get to Goyim, to our Arabs, to Oivdei Avodah Zarah, is a greater mitzvah, greater ruchnias, greater kedusha, than having this highest super duper form of hashrash kabbalas pnei hashchina. And the Yavetz has said, but that's of course, but Talmud Torah of course is even greater. Which means the practical halacha lemaisa is that everyone says, and the Mechanchim say, that we adore a very, the word they use is a very superficial door. And because of that, we're into chitzainis, and we're mispoiled from certain things, and we're into Kabbalah, and we're into spooky things. And in today's world, if I would show you two people, one person who runs some lady who runs a soup kitchen, or she does, she invites the guys over, she has a guest over all the time. And then another person who is, he's some mikubo and he's talking to Akash Baruch Hu, literally, talking to Akash Baruch Hu every day. Wow, who's greater? You have at the mikubo's house, you have a line, Shein Kamayo, 50,000 people waiting to get a bracha. And this person who's running a guest house, people won't, big deal. And that's how our door is. We look at that. That's why we're not makshiv people who learn, but they don't wear white shirts or green, but it's not room. We don't look at the mitzvah. We look at the chitzainis. We look at the, how much kedusha, how much hashra, kabbalah, plan, shechina. But the ikar, I'm not belittling, other things could be important too. But the ikar is the maisa mitzvah. And the ma'isa mitzvah of this simple doing hachnasas orchim. I don't know, it doesn't say about other chasadim, but it seems from the Miri that he mixes, he mentions other chasadim too. It sounds like that certain other chasadim might be equal, but I can't say for sure. So I don't want to say, but it sounds that way, that Bikur Chayrim and Nichem Avelim, they seem to always go together with Achnasas Orchim. So it sounds like there's a few of them, they always go together. But I can't say for sure, but it sounds that way. So the mitzvah of Achnasas Orchim, and very likely other forms of simple chesed, but basic chesed to people, is such an amazing mitzvah. It has more kedusha to it. It has more spirituality. It's doiche halacha da maisa, right? And shikavachomer tamat Torah, right? Which means imagine if you're in the middle of learning the Beis Medrash and you get a phone call and you say, oh, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Kabbalah Shnei Shechina. So you're supposed to say, excuse me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm in the middle of learning now. You know, call me back later. You know, that Avraham Avinu told that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in the middle of Kabbalah's Orchim. I have to do Kabbalah's Orchim. And it's the Avid says it's a Kal V'Chomer, it's a learning. So I think it's a tremendously inspiring. And it's not just inspiring, it's a Hashkafa. It's a Hashkafa that we have to understand that the real Kedusha does not come through mystical things. It doesn't come through rearing red threads and doing, I don't know, and going to the Koto 40 days in a row and any of these other mystical scooters or speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What could be more mystical than that? Kedusha comes from doing the mitzvahs. That's how you get Kedusha. That's how you get your mitzvahs. And it could be the most mundane mitzvah in the world. You're working with Goyim. With Ovde Avodah Zarah, you're cooking supper, right? Where's the Kedusha? Where's the spirituality? I'm making supper for these guys, you know? These guys have no nothing, and I'm just working, and I'm just slaving over the stove. That has more Kedusha, and more mitzvahs, and more ruchnias, and you get more from it than from the highest level of being mekabel pnei Hashchina, because that's what Hashem made the Torah. The Torah is doing the mitzvahs, and it's mashma that other mitzvahs maybe would be kashrus pnei Hashchina, and if it wouldn't be if it would be shayfer, I don't know. You know, not every mitzvah. It's mashma from the pashas of the Miri for sure that it's only because achnasas orchim is a mitzvah gedayda, the greatest mitzvah. So I'm not saying every single mitzvah, but the certain mitzvahs, obviously every mitzvah has tremendous kedusha, but the fact that a mitzvah could be mundane does not detract from its kedusha and its chashivas, and we have to come to appreciate the chashivas of chesed, that chesed has in it such amazing, amazing kedusha, and kal v'chomer learning, which is tamat Torah k'neged kulam. Ramosha Chaita Tzau, in these week's parshas, used to always quote the author. The author, if you look at the author's sefer, the Ort Safon, not the Ort Safon, Safon, that was what was printed first. Every shmooze is about chesed, I think, except for one. He said that the author held that if you had to have which midah in the Torah is the most important midah of all the midahs to work on, is he held it was chesed. That the chesed is the way to reach kedusha, ruchnius, obviously learning is one way, but besides learning, it's a mitzvah of chesed. And even if it's chesed with Arabs, with people out there about Azara, that you're not learning with them, you're not teaching them, it's just, because it's mashmah, just plain ordinary achnasas orchim. Not just Avraham Avinu's Achnasas Orchim that he tricked them into becoming yeshiva guys. You know, his regular Achnasas Orchim has that tremendous maida of being Godom Yashras Pnei Hashchina. And Kal V'Chomer, we should come to appreciate our learning also. And it's our learning, same mitzvah learning, it doesn't change, has that tremendous power, and we have to be machshev it, we have to be machshev ourselves, if we're learning Torah, We have to be machshav people. People aren't machshav of themselves enough. That's one of the major problems. We have to hear. If we're sitting and learning Torah, at this moment, we are doing something greater than if someone would be a Navi. You think about that. Imagine if you had a guy who was having nevuah right now. Imagine the respect you would have for that person. You're on a higher madrega right now when you're learning Torah. You're doing a greater mitzvah. You're getting more kedusha. It's gedola. Gedola in every aspect. It's gedola. There's more to it. There's more ruchnis in that action of sitting and learning in the base medrash. Every minute of Torah is a separate mitzvah pashtas. So you sit and learn for 1 minute. At this moment in time, if you would contrast you to someone else who's having nevuah, you're on a higher madrega. If we would appreciate, you know, the mitzvah of learning and the mitzvah of hachnasas orchim, then, you know, we would obviously be much more dedicated to it. When we got our telephone calls in the middle of Seder and it's not a Kaddish Baruch Hu, we surely would not answer, right? Because we would understand and appreciate that what we're doing is the ultimate mitzvah.